The Corruption Perceptions Index, or the CPI, ranks countries by their perceived levels of public sector corruption. It scores on a scale of 0, which is highly corrupt, to 100, which is very clean. According to the index, the least corrupt countries in the world in 2023 were Denmark, Finland, and New Zealand, with scores between 85 and 90. In Africa, says Transparency International, or TI, only a few countries, most notably Seychelles, Cabo Verde, and Botswana, have minimal government-led corruption. The president of TI Zambia, Priscilla Chansa, presented the CPI in Lusaka yesterday. She said Africa's average score was just 33, meaning it has some of the worst official corruption in the world.
The analysis has revealed that a global trend of weakening justice systems is reducing accountability for public officials, which has allowed corruption to thrive. We have also established that corruption and the rule of law are closely intertwined. When justice can be bought or be politically interfered with, the laws stop applying equally to all, and saving private interests rather than the common good becomes the norm.
According to TI, Equatorial Guinea, South Sudan, and Somalia are the most corrupt countries in Africa. But it says officials are also plundering billions of dollars in more developed economies, including Kenya, Nigeria, Ghana, and South Africa. Chansa said South Africa in particular showed remarkable increases in corruption, despite President Cyril Ramaphosa's pledge 5 years ago to clean up the governing African National Congress. Transparency International says the era of state capture, during which former President Jacob Zuma and allies allegedly stole about 500 billion rands, that's $30 billion, continues to weigh on South Africa, with little being done to prosecute some of the biggest financial crimes ever perpetrated in Africa. Johannesburg-based anti-corruption activist Wayne Divinage says he's not surprised by South Africa's bad rating.
The fact is that we're going backwards, and that's a real concern, especially on the fact that, you know, Cyril Ramaphosa came into office on the back of an anti-corruption ticket and stance. When we see what's happening since state capture, by the way, since Ramaphosa has come into power, the absolute abuse of the procurement systems is diabolical. It is atrocious what is going on and how much money is being wasted. People not being held accountable when the evidence is so very clear. So there's a political interference issue. There's a lack of political will.
Ramaphosa's office told VOA the president acknowledges corruption is one of the major failings of the ANC-led government, resulting in development stalling and state institutions faltering. Ramaphosa's spokesperson said the president's National Anti-Corruption Advisory Council is helping him towards implementation of policy and institutional reforms that will soon result in what he calls an erosion of corruption in government. Meanwhile, says the CPI, South Africa is just one of many African countries where corrupt officials are siphoning resources away from basic public services, depriving millions of Africans of access to health and education. Chansa says the index also has some good news.
In 2023, a record 5 countries in sub-Saharan Africa have achieved their highest ever CPI scores. This includes Seychelles, the top performer on the continent, our neighbor Tanzania, another neighboring country, Angola, retains the record for the best 5-year improvement in the CPI score globally, jumping up 14 points since 2018.
Chansa says these countries and others, like Zambia and Ivory Coast, have implemented effective mechanisms against graft. These include well-resourced anti-corruption authorities and economic and financial crime sections in the court system. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.